name is Marissa Hochstetter, and I am one of more than 200 women who have come forward to report abuse by the OBGYN Robert Haddon.
Marissa Hochstetter says former Columbia University doctor Robert Haddon sexually abused her when he conducted routine medical exams during her pregnancy in 2010. In 2015, Haddon struck a plea deal with the Manhattan DA's office to give up his medical license, but he received no jail time and he did not have to be listed on New York's sex offender registry. At the time, 19 women had issued complaints against Haddon. But since then, the Me Too movement began and more than 180 women came forward to say that they were also subject to attempted sexual acts. New York has a 20-year statute of limitation for rape, but for other forms of forced sexual contact, it's only 5 years. The Adult Survivors Act would create a special one-year look-back window. It would allow New Yorkers who were sexually assaulted as adults to file a lawsuit against the person who harmed them, even if the statute of limitations has expired. They would also be able to file a civil suit against any institution, like a workplace, school, or house of worship, where the abuse took place. It's modeled after the 2019 Child Victims Act, which has resulted in 5,000 lawsuits being filed by survivors of childhood sexual abuse. Hochstetter says adults should have the same option.
We are not asking the legislature to make any decisions on the merit of our case. We are simply asking for access to the courthouse, and I believe that should be granted. It is up to the survivor, if they want to pursue that.
Hila Kapel is a housing court judge in Brooklyn and a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. She says survivors do not always process trauma on a linear timeline. Sometimes it can take years before someone's ready to confront their abuser in court. She says even though she's very familiar with the justice system, she was nervous about pursuing action when the Child Victims Act provided the one-year look-back window in 2019 and 2020.
It's not easy for me. It's terrifying for me. And so I imagine that for other folks who are not judges and who aren't in court every single day, it's got to be scary for them too. And society needs to appreciate that.
Kapel, who's running for election as a civil court judge, says she has faith in the justice system to hold abusers and the institutions that enabled them to account. She says the law can also serve another purpose, too, and that is to make would-be perpetrators think twice before they act.
For people to realize this is not okay behavior. That's it. If it does that for just a portion of folks, I think that that's successful.
If the measure is approved in both houses and goes to Governor Cuomo's desk to sign or veto, it could put the governor in an awkward position. New York Attorney General Tish James began an investigation after several women accused Cuomo of sexual harassment, including unwelcome hugging and kissing, and in one instance, touching a female staffer's breasts without her consent. Cuomo has not commented on the bill, but if he were to sign the measure, some of his accusers could have the opportunity to file a lawsuit against him. The governor denies the allegations. He says he didn't do anything wrong. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.